From the University of Alaska at College, this is Your University with your host, Dean Werner.
The travels of self-styled Arctic explorer and author whose books were bestsellers in 1932, Jan Velsa, in the 1890s, has become the project of a University of Alaska professor. He is Dr. Rudolf Krejci, head of the philosophy department at the university. Krejci will go on sabbatical leave to Austria and Czechoslovakia this summer to continue the study of Velsa and to finish translations of his writings. Velsa crossed both the Siberian Arctic and much of Alaska by foot and by boat prior to the turn of the century and lived for a time at Dawson City, where he died in 1949. Although he was not a prospector, he knew many of the Klondike Stampeders, and as well as the late Otto Geist, who collected a wealth of artifacts in Alaska and donated them to the university. Velsa wrote in German, and Krejci is translating the work into modern German and then into English. Dr. Krejci, why is the work of Velsa important to Alaska?
I think his work is important not only to Alaska but to the whole Arctic. And next to Arctic, mostly for Western Europe and for his native country, Czechoslovakia. His trips from New Siberian Islands to the heart of Alaska, to Dawson, to Fairbanks, to Nome, and along the coast of Alaska down to Oregon and to San Francisco are the great experiences of a man who, as you said, was self-styled explorer without very much of education, and who tried to collect all his experiences through his very narrow education he had. He's at the same time a very controversial personality, challenged by Stefansson and by other Arctic explorers. He became famous mostly through two books, which were published in 1932 in the United States, and where they became bestsellers. Before that and after that, the books were translated into 13 foreign languages. So he is quite a personality, highly regarded in Western Europe and in his native country, Czechoslovakia.
How did you find the manuscript which was lost for 10 years?
I came to this manuscript by coincidence. Few very important hints were given to me by Dean Keim. And this was mostly in connection with my background. Since I'm from Czechoslovakia, I was quite excited about a man who was here at the beginning of the century and who was well known in the United States. As long as I was in Czechoslovakia, I did not know about Jan Velsa. The manuscript itself was deciphered by me on basis of a letter which I have found in Otto Geist archive. In this letter, Dr. Geist writes to Dr. Stefansson and describes his last interview with Jan Velsa in Dawson City. This was in 1949, shortly before death of Jan Velsa. The letter of Otto Geist was written in 1958, and on basis of this letter I was able to decipher that the manuscript was in existence and that at that time the manuscript was in Munich, deposited with the brother of Dr. Otto Geist.
Could you tell us more about the kind of man Velsa was?
So, Jan Velsa is native of Bohemia, which was at that time part of Austrian-Hungarian monarchy. He was born in 1869, so last year he would have been 100 years old. He had a very meager education. When he was about 16 years old, he took apprenticeship as smith, and before he finished it, he decided to go on a trip around the world. At around 1885, between 85 and 90s, he was already on his trip around the world. The manuscript I have recovered deals especially with this trip around the world and predominantly with his trip from Irkutsk to New Siberian Islands.
Thank you. We've been talking to Dr. Rudolf Krejci, head of the philosophy department at the University of Alaska. This is Dean Warner.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the Department of News Service in cooperation with radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by the station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.